Sisters, welcome to the Creativity Power Hour. Got a little techno dance going on here. Who is this? This is Nightclub. Yeah, I just found out about it. Apparently they've been around for a few years. Just found out about it. Kind of nice. It's like a techno pop, techno dance-ish. I love techno, so I was like, oh, I heard this. I was like, oh, damn, this is nuts. So how y'all doing out there? Oh, I have a special message to the Jews. Delenda es Judaica, motherfuckers. Anyway, how y'all doing? I know this is a bit late. I'm actually recording this after midnight. And, well, whatever, blah, bitty, bitty, blah. Let's just get into this, huh? Shall we? Yeah. Woo. Yeah, that's a good song. Yeah, I like this song. Anyway, Rahoa, 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 how y'all doing? Let me turn this down a little bit. So how y'all doing? You guys doing good out there? I'm coming to you live from my bunker in Austin, Texas. That's right, we are locked, cocked, and ready to rock. You should see the video for this song. It's an anime job. It's actually pretty cool. Hold on, let me turn this off. Hey, look, I was a DJ for couple of years, and I had a lot of fun. That's when I lived up in New England. God damn, I love that. I miss that shit. I got suspended like four or six times before I got fired. I got my wine over here. Got my fag in my hand here. Sorry, my cigarette. This is a self-rolled organic tobacco. Yeah, I'm not smoking. I just like to. It's kind of, I don't know, I'm just old school, you know. This is when you're a DJ, you're supposed to have a fag in the hand, you know, so you can go like that, you know. Like, anyway, this is going to be kind of a fun broadcast. I'm just fucking around. Anyway, so let's get to old new news real quick before we jump into the false flag bullshit going on in the world. The website, you know, I add to it every week. So there's a couple new sections on there. One's on nature and philosophy, non-creativity essays. And the other one is ancient white history. A lot of stuff you're going to see in that section is actually from me. You know, I've studied this stuff ever since I was a kid. So, and we added some more pictures, of course, and more Clausen pictures. I'm trying to clean it up, make it look a little nicer. Anyway, excuse me. So we're going to be slamming Austin throughout the month of March. And we are going to, this is a coordinated effort. Excuse me. And then we are going to have like a big spring summer offensive just with all the bullshit that's been going on. And that's going to be in several cities. We're going to hit the tri-state, obviously. We're going to hit PA, West Virginia, Ohio, of course, you know, Texas, mostly Austin and San Antonio, and Utah, mostly Salt Lake, and our guys up in the Northwest. Our people in the greater Toronto Peninsula, Toronto / Ottawa / Ontario. It's kind of all the same province. Anyway, so, New England, of course, and we've got some people in the South, and we also got some people in the UK and mainland Europe, and so we're going to, and South America, of course, although they're a little bit more esoteric. Anyway.
That's going to kick off in April. We're going to do a nice big, spring summer offensive. That's going to kick off though in April. What we are going to do is we're going to slam Austin and San Antonio over the next 30 days or so, give or take. And, you know, I'm getting my stuff ready. I got a whole bunch of stickers and flyers here and all of our brothers and sisters and friends who are helping us out who are actually not members. And anyway, so just a nice little fuck you. And although I'm a little annoyed, the ARA in Texas have not been talking about me. They've not been talking about me for the last few weeks. I'm deeply hurt by this. My ego is crushed. Anyway, yeah, I've taken pictures of myself, selfies with the posters they've been putting up around town. And every time I come across one, I always take a picture of myself with it and smiling, of course, with a thumbs up. I've already sent that out to several people. They love that shit. Although I haven't seen any new flyers up. So hopefully you faggots can, you know, get some more flyers up. Excuse me. Anyway, so that's what's going on. And always check out the website. Lots of hits. Everything's been going great. It really has. We've had some bumps with that. Luckily, our host is very pro-free speech. So we don't have to worry about that. And this is the funny thing is because a lot of people have been trying to attack the website, which is weird because I think we get more hits and more, reposts from the social media stuff that we do. So, we're getting a lot of hits on the website, a lot. It's higher now than it's ever been in my life. As far as, having a website or two up. But the social media is like 4, 5, 6 times that. So, you know, and we just started this whole, you know, the whole Trump Twitter thing. Fuck, what's that called? What is that shit called? Where is that on here? What is that? What's this garbage called? A MAGA hub. Okay, yeah, I don't really post that much there. And she, the church secretary, doesn't really post that much there either. But we got accounts on all the social media, and for every one of our social media accounts that come down, we are able to get at least 3 or 4 ARA social media accounts taken down too. So it's actually not bad. So things are actually going good. The social media, we're getting so many hits. And not surprisingly, the hits in Russia and Ukraine and Eastern Europe have definitely gone through the roof with all the crap I've been saying online. And the church secretary, who is Russian, though, so that has also helped. And our people up in the Northwest in Canada have also been continuing to put up stuff. And even the little amount that we did have put up in Canada has still gotten a lot of hits. So anyway, things are looking great, and 49AC is looking to be better than 48AC as far as getting the word out. Anyway, so that's good. Oh man, it is so late, and I still need to do laundry. That's right, got to do laundry. I got to shave too. Fuck, I've let it grow a little bit. Oh no, hold on, let me take a drink. So this is not really the last broadcast was very serious and was completely on point the whole time. So I figured I would talk about something different. I have since, this always happens every month. I get people that post a lot of insane slander and lies about me and creativity in general. And I always get people every month to also ask, you know, can I answer the garbage, you know, that gets thrown out there about me. I do this like once a year. It doesn't really affect me because I just don't give a shit what people think about me, which is obvious from the crap I post. But I, god damn, it's hot. The heat just kicked on. Anyway, so the... So I'm gonna talk about that. I'm gonna talk about the bullshit going on in Europe and that. And I'm also gonna talk about the crap that's been said about me and creativity. This is gonna be, I guess, part one, unless I can get through the whole thing in the next hour. We're already 10 minutes in, but anyway. So I don't really feel the need to do this, but since November's flyer drive, I've had so many people say, so many people have asked me to explain who I really am and what, you know, my history is about. And, of course, you know, the the anti-white bigots out there have, you know, just posted the dumbest shit about me. So I guess I might as well recap the last, you know, 6 months of lies that have been put out about me. I've already answered the stuff that was put out in 2020 and early 2021. So I'm basically just going to cover the stuff from November onward. It was so weird. The Israeli Times and a couple other kike newspapers over in occupied Palestine mentioned my release in 2020 as if I'm some type of major anti-Jew terrorist who goes around killing kike families all, like, every weekend. And, you know, I just like I'm Eichmann or something. You know, I was like, I saw like, it was like 3 or 4 or 5 Israeli newspapers mentioned my release. And I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Am I really that big of a threat to them? Am I really that well known in political circles that they're going to mention me like this? I just thought it was weird. But I mean, hey, I'm flattered, you know, the ego. But I think it's stupid. I mean, where really, what do I do? I mean, yeah, okay, I do some lone wolf, you know, I don't talk about that, obviously. But outside of, well, that will not be named, but outside of really just writing essays, I mean, really, you know, what's the problem? What do you guys, I don't know, what's going on? Anyway, fuck it. So, anyway, hold on, let me turn down the goddamn thermostat. Jesus Christ. Jesus fucking nigger balls Christ. There we go. So, okay. So after 12 minutes of bullshit, let's jump right into it. Hey, fuck it. I got to do a funny episode once a month. So, okay. So I'm starting to, as far as the whole Ukraine thing goes, I'm really, 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 really starting to, hold on a second here. What is that? I'm really starting there. There's the ADD. I'm really starting to think that the whole Ukrainian thing is basically just a giant false flag. I mean, listen, I don't want to believe that Putin's involved with the Kahila and is part of the whole, you know, jog apparatus, you know, of keeping people occupied, because he seems like he's legitimate. It might be for the wrong reason, but he seems to be standing up for white Eastern Europeans, and he may be doing it out of nationalistic or even selfish interests, but most of his actions have helped white people out. And so I don't want to believe that he's part of the whole setup, but I mean, really, the whole Ukraine thing seems a little staged to me. Now, I have seen evidence online of staging. Now, this has been all the stuff I've seen that has actually been staging, like a Hollywood set, has been on the Ukrainian side, and Ukraine is, of course, controlled by the JOG. In fact, that's why I don't understand. I've been contacted by people who claim to be white power, who are like, you know, fuck Putin and fuck Russia, we got to stick by our national socialist comrades in Ukraine. First off, my intelligence in Eastern Europe has told me that none of Ukrainian Nazis and Russian Nazis have not been fighting each other. As far as I know, the Ukrainian Nazis are supporting Putin. Now, that's my intel. I've seen a lot of staging going on in Ukraine, on the Ukrainian side, and I can't imagine the JOG. Now, granted, though, you know, Jews, you know, sometimes the power goes to their head and they fuck up. But I can't imagine the Jews wanting to risk World War III, which would basically just destroy the Kahila completely. I can't imagine that they would want to do that. And I don't know. I'm starting to think that maybe the whole Ukraine thing is bullshit. You know, the Kung Flu was starting, you know, you had the truckers protesting the Kung Flu, so the JOG had to give in to their demands, although they're pretending like they didn't. They're flexing their muscle. The fucking pigs are beating people up in the street, and these pussy-ass Canadians aren't killing the cops in return. I don't know what the fuck. Hey, say what you want about the nigger gangbangers. At least in America, when the cops get out of line, we fucking kill the cops. Okay, so say what you want about the niggers and the spicks in America. At least they fucking killed the cops. Those fucking Canadians didn't do a goddamn thing when the pigs
and the Mounties start just running people over with their horses and stealing people's cars, shooting their fucking pets. I mean, they didn't do a goddamn thing. And somebody's going to say, well, they don't have any legal firearms. A, there's the black market. Hello, wink, wink. There's the black market. That's all I'm going to say on that. And second of all, they can legally own shotguns and rifles. So you're going to tell me that nobody thought to bring a double-barrel shotgun to shoot a couple of pigs? That's bullshit. Anyway, but they started to give in to their demands. People are starting to stand up all over the world against the whole Kung Flu, which is fake anyway. No one's dying from Kung Flu. I mean, what do you got? It kills less people than fucking bee stings or the flu. So I'm confused, you know, whatever. That just shows you how stupid people are. I don't know if it's because of the fluoride in the water, which is why I, you know, filter my own water. But I don't know if it's fluoride in the water or if it's fucking chemtrails in the sky, but people are stupid. And your average infidel just automatically assumes that anything that the system says is correct, at least to some degree. I mean, I personally, anytime the system says anything, I just assume it's bullshit. I ignore everything the system says. I don't agree. I don't believe anything they say. They could tell me 2 + 2 = 4. I'd be like, no, man, it's got to equal 5 because they said it was 4. So, you know, it's just, you know, everybody knows that the Kung Flu doesn't kill anybody, or if it does, it's like a 0.1%, 0.3%. I mean, you know, that's nothing. That doesn't mean anything. And even if it was 5%, that still doesn't mean anything. It's bullshit, but people are still falling for it. Anyway, finally, people are, you know, standing up to it and whatnot. And what do we have? We've got, now all of a sudden, we've got World War III. So I'm beginning to suspect that the whole Russia-Ukraine thing is actually just staged. I don't want to believe that Putin is involved with the JOG, because he has, whether intentionally or unintentional, has done things that benefit the white race and have made a white, racially conscious Russia very strong again. So I don't want to believe that Putin, who I see not as the next Hitler, but as someone who is definitely the next Franco, or Augusto Pinochet or Mussolini, great men in their own right. I would like to believe that, but I'm seeing a lot of things. I mean, there's so much Hollywood staging going on, and they do this in every war. I understand that, but when it comes to Putin being involved, that makes me wonder. Like, well, wait a second now. I mean, what's going on? So that's why I've started to tone down a little of my pro-Putin, pro-Russian rhetoric a little bit over the last 24 hours, because, and by tone down, I mean, instead of posting 3,000 pro-Putin, pro-Russian articles on social media, it's now down to 1,500. So that's me toning it down. But I don't know. It's just one of those things that you're like, I don't get it. You know, it's just, it all seems fishy. And I wouldn't put it past the Jews to somehow snooker Putin into doing something that's really, I mean, they'll end up backing down, giving all of Ukraine to him anyway. I think this is really, I'm starting to think that this is really just another false flag just to keep people occupied. The only reason that I've questioned it from the beginning is because Putin has done a lot of things good for white people. Whether it was intentional or not, he's done good things for white people. And, you know, I didn't want to think that he was a part of the system as some type of weird, a controlled opposition. I didn't want to think that. But I'm starting to question things, because it just looks a little weird. And the fact that, well, there's two answers for this. One, I mean, Russia didn't just steamroll over them. I mean, they've got like, what, 50, they've got more tanks than the rest of the planet combined. They didn't just steamroll over this tiny little dinky country. I mean, let's face it, Ukraine is what, the Mississippi of fucking Europe? It's a shithole. Fuck them. Yeah, I know Romania's worse, but Romanians are racially conscious and pro-Kremlin, so that's a difference. Anyway, so you got the Mississippi of Europe over there, and he didn't just steamroll over them, so that makes me wonder. Although Putin,
Obviously, if he really does care about white people and specifically the Slavic grouping of white people, it would make sense he wouldn't want to kill civilians, you know, because I think most Ukrainians do support Moscow. I mean, they obviously don't support the Jews that are running Ukraine. And by the way, the further west the Russian forces get, the further west the Jews in Ukraine go. The Jews are starting to flee Ukraine. Once again, meaning that Putin is on the side of white people. But it still looks a little fishy. I question everything. This is starting to look a little comical. That's why. So while I do still support, you know, the white people of Eastern Europe, excuse me, because they are racially conscious, like 99% of Eastern Europeans are racially conscious. You'd be hard pressed to find any fucking race mixing, nigger loving, faggot loving people in Eastern Europe. You know, it just goes against the culture. But, you know, I don't know. I question everything, always have, always will. And I'm just starting to say to myself, I don't know, this could be false flag shit. I don't know. Then again, I don't want to get into that. Anyway, so hold on a second. So that's that. I'm just starting to wonder, and so who knows. Anyway, also, because I'm not 100% sure now, because I'm not 100% sure if Putin is actually doing something for the benefit of white people or if this is just, you know, controlled opposition stuff set up by the Jews. I mean, directly set up. The Jews could have done their thing hoping that, I almost said Stalin, hoping that Putin would, you know, rush into war. So once again, I'm not saying, I still think that Putin is still pro-white in his heart. I still think that he's done many good things for white people in general, and I don't believe he's a part of the jog, but some of the Ukraine shit is a little fishy. I'm just saying that. So I'm going to start toning down the rhetoric a bit. And also, in fact, if this hadn't happened, we were already going to do this, but I've been telling everybody, including myself, to focus more and more on creativity and the racial spiritual philosophy of the religion as opposed to things that happen in the infidel world, because the infidel world doesn't really mean much to us unless it directly affects us, in which case we have to engage in armed conflict, whether it's a pig or an FBI agent on a street corner or an entire city or an entire country. We focus on creators and creativity stuff, and what's going on in Eastern Europe has nothing really to do with that. Obviously, I don't want to see white people killing white people, especially if both sides are racially conscious. Because remember, the average Ukrainian is not anti-Russian, and Ukrainians and Russians share a common lineage, and they're both white, and it's just a little weird. You know, once again, you know, white people killing white people is stupid, especially when you got the Jews in Ukraine are fleeing for Central and Western Europe because they know Putin's going to come in there and fucking string them all up. By the way, I've run into a couple of these people online. I have talked with a few of them. Be on your guard for anybody who claims to be white power and living in Europe if they're anti-Putin and anti-Russia. Be prepared to question whether they're really racially conscious, because I've already done that a couple of times with people that I've been talking to over there in Europe. Not my people. My people all agree with me. Anyway, damn, that the heat kicking on and that red wine is going right to my head. Oh. That's right. Anyway, so... okay, so that was a good 25 minutes of bullshit. let's go on to some more. Let's go on to personal bullshit. Okay, so I guess I want to, you know, so let's see. Thanks to Brother Travis for sending me the link for these fucking three faggots who either in the United States or in Europe. I'm not sure. I don't think they're in Europe. Anyway. I'm not really sure, though, their names or someone. All right, so there's these three. I'm just going to mention this real briefly. There's these three pedophiles. I have a YouTube channel called The Empire Never Ended, and they were investigated by Interpol for child pornography. And they even did a show a while back where they promoted fucking kids. So these guys are pieces of shit. And, of course, no surprise, they attack myself and creativity. Wow, why is it all of our enemies are fucking pedophiles or sickos? Why is that? Has no one ever stopped to wonder this anyway? But these guys were investigated for child pornography, and they have openly promoted pedophilia. Their names are Boris Memlez, that sounds like a kike name, Fritz McAllenden, and Ray Catula. Anyway, so those are the three pedophiles, and they called me a deranged psychopath who goes around murdering people. If anybody can find out, like, personal information on these people, like driver's licenses, home addresses, and stuff like that, I'd like to dox their ass online, which is not illegal in the United States. My God, I've done that so many times. People do it to me. I just don't give a shit. I mean, it's not like I'm trying to hide where I am. I mean, I fly white power flags out my window all the time. You know, it's so funny, though. People act like I'm trying to hide where I am. I've never actually done that. I've always been very open. I mean, I'll sit on my front porch with a screwdriver t-shirt, blaring skinhead music. So I don't know where people get the idea I'm trying to hide where I live. That's never happened. I lived in South Oakland. I used to fly the creativity flag, the swastika, and the Confederate flag, depending on which holiday was going on or what, you know, what event was going on in the United States at the time. If it was some type of like black supremacist crap, I'd fly the Confederate flag out my window. And on every other weekend, it was the creativity flag or it'd be the Nazi flag. And, you know, I mean, people, you know, I was doing that in South Oakland for 2 years straight. And nobody ever did a damn thing. So whatever. I digress. Anyway, so these assholes have, you know, basically just committed racist attacks on creativity, Ben Clausen and myself, you know, just throwing out all the same lies and bullshit. But I mean, you know, if somebody could get a hold of the Interpol report on them and the charge of pedophilia that they were investigated on and could get that to me, I'd post that online as well as personal doxing information. If anybody can get that to me, love free speech. Isn't that great? Anyway, so all legal to do. Anyway, but yeah, those three cocksuckers have just, you know, just nothing but bigoted lies and total, I mean, some of them are just so silly, they're ridiculous. And once again, so there, that's enough of these faggots. But once again, that and some other things online have, you know, they're just, I don't understand. I'm sorry, I'm checking email. I just, you know, I don't know where people constantly say that the one homicide trial that I had to go through, that the individual was in any way romantically involved with me. I don't know where people get that. Outside of one Jew in the local media who made that claim, and then it was quickly, as soon as, you know, my wife conducted an interview and she said she was going to testify on my behalf. Well, she's my ex-wife now, but at the time we were married, and she was like, well, yeah, you know, he's my husband. I'm going to testify. I wish I had that. That was channel. I don't know. It was either KDKA, WTAE or WPXI. I forget which one. I'll have to call her up and ask her. Hi, bitch. What's up? How you doing? Hey, who did you interview with? Is everybody like that when they get divorced? Anyway, hold on. No, but it's just some of the things are so bizarre. And I guess, you know, it kind of works in with the whole Putin-Ukraine thing as well. Because all we're in Kung Flu, because all we are fed is a bunch of lies. Hey, I guess I will be able to kind of tie it all in together. But everything that's said about us, or everything that we are, you know, where they try to program you, you know, whether it's on the world stage or something local or something personal, it's all bullshit. And some of it is insanely retarded bullshit. And that's what I don't get. I can understand somebody, as Hitler said, you know, the bigger the lie, the more people will believe it. But I mean, it's the small things that, and in the 21st century, it seems to be that everybody's believing every lie. It used to be people only believe big lies. And now it's people believe every lie. And I don't understand what the fuck is going on. I swear, it's either the chemtrails, or it's the fluoridation or something, or maybe just the over, what was it, the psych drugs they try to get everybody into. I don't know what's going on. Non-organic food. Something's going on. Everybody believes everything, all the bullshit now. And it's just ridiculous. The commie punk faggots in Texas who don't have the balls to do anything, even though everybody knows where I live and I walk down the street every goddamn afternoon. Even they put up, what is this fucking website? Hold on, folks. Let me see if I can find this. Fuck. Hold on. Let's try this. Let me put this in here. See if I can find this fucking thing. Nope, that's one people's projects. Okay, here we go. That's run by that stupid fat nigger. The thing on there he's got on there is like from 2017. It's just really, really stupid. Okay. Wait, where's the... Watch this. This is funny. Where is it? Hold on. Where is this? Hold on. All their dates are wrong too. Now, it's funny though, but it's like, okay, we all know the Kung Flu lie is bullshit, right? I mean, that's insanely obvious that it's stupid because nobody's dying from it. Less people die from that than the flu. But everyone believes it's bad for you or that it's dangerous. I don't get that. And then of course we got the whole Putin Ukraine thing going on, right? Now, that of course is a lie that if it is a lie. If it is a COINTELPRO like job, if it is controlled opposition, if it's a false flag, though, it at least has the semblance of reality. But I mean, some of this stuff is just ridiculous. Like here we go. So they claim that in 2002, I was kicked out of the WCOTC by Matt Hale, even though a few months. Oops, sorry, folks. Let me mute that. Even though a few months later, Matt Hale ordained me. So it's just like a simple, stupid lie. Like anybody who's ever read any of my essays that are recapping activism would know. But yeah, it's things like that. And of course, you have big lies such as the lies that are being spread about the whole Ukraine mess, as well as the Kung Flu. And then you have these tiny lies about one person, right, who the Jews claim is a nobody, but at the same time is a great threat. I don't know how that works either. But yeah, it's like he was kicked out, in the autumn of 2002. And then like 3 months later, he was ordained by the man who kicked him out. So, that doesn't make any sense. And let's see what else here. There was something that was really, really retarded. Oh, yeah. Somebody found some historical books on the Third Reich at one of the, one of the half-price books in Austin. And I don't know if this was before I moved here or not. Anyway, but they claimed that I had to have been the one that traded them, that pawned them off to half price books, and that I must have been low on money at the time. Now, first off, I never sell anything that's racial, although historical books on the Third Reich aren't racial. Unless they're written by one of our people, then they're not racial, and I wouldn't own one anyway. But it's just something silly like that, It's like, a book on the occult and the Third Reich was found in the history section of the local half-price books. So Hardy Lloyd had to have sold it to them. what the fuck? It's just stupid. It's stupid crap like that that makes no sense. Hold on, what else? What other garbage do they have here? Hold on. They claim that that I moved to Texas to hide from the National Socialist Movement, which doesn't make sense because there's there's almost none in PA, and there's a whole bunch down here. So I'm confused on that. The rationale of that. Actually, I've lived both in Texas and Utah, as well as West Virginia, Ohio, and PA since I got out of prison. I've actually lived in about 8 or 9 different addresses since I got out of prison in 2020. I was running around trying to set everything up, and so I've I was in Salt Lake for a while with bunking with a couple of cousins. I'm in Austin right now. Obviously, I was living in the tri-state. I mean, actually, in all three states when I first got out of prison, and it's just weird. Silly lie upon silly lie, and it's real goofy. And then they mention a whole bunch of other organizations which have nothing to do with creativity. In fact, they mention 1 or 2 or 3 organizations in this website talking about me, and they're all three of them are Christian Identity. So I'm confused on that. But the last entry, I looked up the coding, and they said the last time the website was edited was in mid-December, and the last actual entry is for mid-November. So that's kind of weird. But and then they just copied and pasted just a bunch of crap from several different websites that have talked shit on me over the years, and they kind of just put it all together towards the end. And it makes the ending look really bizarre because they just copied it from various different various different sources. It looks stupid. Although the picture of me holding up the mug is hilarious. I love that. I've posted that online in a bunch of different social media outlets. I really shouldn't be making this all about me, but I got an ego. No, it's just funny though. I'm sitting there, I'm holding up the mug, and I'm smiling. It's funny. I like that. That's funny as shit. Anyway, but because they have not been putting up flyers about me over the last few weeks. In fact, the last time I think was the beginning of February. They went around again to all the mestizos that live near me and passing out this flyer in English. Well, half of them had English on one side, Spanish on the other, but the other half just had English. I thought that was funny. And it's funny, though, because when I first moved to Austin, besides our own people, obviously, I don't know, I don't have an issue hanging out with mestizos. So I just thought it was funny because they just went up to them. The mestizos came up to me and be like, hey, this fucking crazy person. That sounds Russian. I'm sorry. They're like, this asshole just gave me this flyer of you. I just thought it was funny. And the one guy came up. He's like, did you hear what this piece of shit said about you? I was like, yeah, I hear it all the time. It's fine. Anyway, I just thought that was funny. No, I don't like hang out with mestizos every night. I'm friendly with mestizos because I'm kind of used to them. But it's funny, though, because all of them know me to be an honest, forthright individual who will tell you honestly to your face what I think about you. And they like that. You know, they respect that. It's like the niggers in prison. You know, when I went to prison, this is really kind of all over the place tonight, but fuck it, whatever. But when I was in prison, I've said this before, when I was in prison, though, I was very upfront and honest with the niggers. I was like, well, you know, listen, you know, I'm white power. If you got a problem with that, we might as well take care of that now because I'm not going to be who I am. And, you know, when you're like that, though, with blacks and with browns and with yellows, they respect that. When you're open and honest about it with them, they respect that. It's that, you know, the liberal white people that, you know, talk shit about niggers, but then do the whole virtue signaling when they're in public. Those are the people that niggers really fucking hate. They can't stand those people. I mean, you know, I had only a handful of fights in prison with blacks. Never had a fight with a mestizo. Never had a fight with an Oriental. Never had a fight with a Negro from Africa or the Caribbean. Most of the people I fought, though, they were either whites or they were American blacks. But for the most part, though, you know, they respected that. And that's just something that, you know, these ARA faggots just don't get. I mean, most of them, they're either whites or they're Jews. And very few of them will be mud people.
And, you know, usually they come from middle or upper class backgrounds. You know, they never worked a goddamn day in their life. Hey, I may come from an affluent family, but I lived on the street. I went to prison. I've worked a lot of manual labor jobs. So, you know, and then these assholes have never worked a goddamn honest day in their life. They've never been to prison. Oh, of course, they get popped for drugs all the time or pedophilia. And, you know, like some, you know, and then they go to some like either, you know, if it's pedophilia, they go to some like federal camp somewhere, you know, where nothing happens to them. Or if it's like drugs, they just go to the county jail for like 6 months. And, you know, these people never do any real hard time, unlike me. I've done fucking hard time, man. I've been in a state maximum security penitentiary. I've been in a federal medium. And I've been in what has been described by everybody as the third worst county jail in the United States. And I don't mean I went there for like 3 months waiting for trial. I've been in that motherfucker for years. I did, what, 2.5 years in one stretch there? Another one was 2 years stretching there? That's like the worst fucking place ever. Hold on a second. Anyway, kind of getting off on a rant here, but it's just all these lies, whether it's lies about me or it's lies about Putin or it's lies promoting Putin or it's the Kung Flu or it's the whole the Canadians talking about how honking your horn twice means Heil Hitler. I swear that's probably the dumbest fucking thing I've heard all year. That's probably the dumbest thing I've heard over the last 2 months is I'm not making this up. I'm sure most of you have seen this by now, but it's one of these libtard MPs in Canada was like, we all know what honking the horn twice represents. Honking, honk, honk me is an anagram for Heil Hitler. I burst out laughing so hard when I heard that. I was like, oh my God, you people are stupid. And, and you're stretching too. That's a real, real reach. Excuse me, that's a real reach. I mean, my God, man, who would have ever come up with that? Only a Jew or some self-hating libtard would ever come out with, would ever come out with that honking your horn twice means Heil Hitler. it's just insane. The lies that are being told about us or about just world events, they're just so, excuse me, maddeningly insane. They make no sense. It's just ridiculous. It's goofy. I just like, I don't, excuse me, I just don't get it. Damn cough. Anyway, so, and people believe it though. That's what's really bizarre. Like it's silly enough. It's stupid enough to hear someone say, honk, honk means Heil Hitler. I mean, that's, come on, man. You're just being retardedly dumb. But then that people believe that. Because you know, a Jew or a libtard could be making that up, or even a kosher conservative. Yeah, fuck you too. You know, right-wingers too. Right-wingers make up bullshit about us all the time as well. Just the left-wingers are really fucking bizarre about it. Anyway, but you got left-wing, right-wingers on one side, and you got the Jews on the other, and they just say some of the most crazy shit. And you know deep down they know that's bullshit. Although, in the 21st century, I actually think most of them believe the bullshit they're spreading. I think most of them actually buy the propaganda that they promote. I do. And you can see it in their eyes. Like in the old days, in the 90s, we could always tell. They get the little twinkle in the eye that, he's full of shit. He knows what he's saying is bullshit. But in the 21st century, they're like, they really believe it. And that's what's maddening. I just don't get it. Like, how do you believe the goofy stuff? So, you know, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe Putin has done a lot of good stuff for white people in Eastern Europe as controlled opposition. I don't know. I mean, we look at, you know, Ben Shapiro. We look at Milo, who actually hasn't really done anything for a while. But, you know, we look at these people and they're like, oh, well, you know, they're Jews or fags, you know, who bash the system. But it seems like controlled opposition. I will say this. I have met several black women on social media that seem to be promoting a very third positionist line and going after the same people we do. And it's really cool to actually see non-whites waking up to the lies that the Jews
are promoting. They're like, hey, these Jews are using us. What the hell? No, fuck all that. I may be black, but fuck you, you filthy kike. And I'm glad that I've seen there's one on social media who's like, I swear she's like, she's a white power woman in black skin. But I mean that with respect. I'm not trying to be a dick. And there's several others in the UK, obviously, and who are promoting a very libertarian third positionist even line, which is interesting. And then, of course, you come to American Canada, where all the white people are fucking libtards and commies and self-hating. And you're like, oh, my God, what is going on? It's like the world's just bananas right now. It really is. I mean, when you have mestizos or black women that are like, you know, attacking Jews and promoting like third positionist philosophy, and then, you know, you got some of the most Nordic white people running around just embracing every lie the Jews perpetuate. You're like, are we in the Twilight Zone? Like, did CERN create a black hole and we get sucked in some alternate reality? Of course, there is a Mandela effect, but that's another show. it's weird though. It's weird. It's just really bizarre. It's goofy. Like, nothing makes sense anymore. It's so bizarre. Everything is bizarre. It's bizarre world. Nothing makes sense anymore. It really doesn't. It's just lie upon lie, and now everyone's believing them. At least there's a handful of people that don't. And I'm glad to see that. Excuse me. I'm glad to see white people in Africa and Latin America, in Eastern Europe have woken up to the Jewish lies. And I'm glad to see non-white people in North America and Western Europe waking up to the lies. In fact, there's even pro-white conservative blacks in South Africa that are sick and tired of black supremacy, communism, and Jews. And, this is a very interesting time we live in, isn't it? But, you know, it's interesting to see all this. And then, you know, but then you walk down the street and you see these fucking, you know, these white fairies and libtards and kosher conservative Jew-loving Zionists, you know, these Christ-insane wackaloons running around. You're like, Jesus Christ, what the fuck's going on here? I'm kind of all over the place. I hope I'm making my point. No, I'm not saying we should marry non-whites that are Nazis. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's very weird. It's very interesting. Let me put it that way. It's very interesting that it seems to be, there seems to be more pro-white, racially conscious non-white people out there than white people. And it's one of those weird things that you stop and you think about for a second. You're like, God, they're putting us to shame. What the hell? They hate Jews more than we do. Damn it. Now, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of there's a lot of ghetto niggers out there that fucking hate Jews, know that they're not whites, and that fucking hate us too. I'm not talking about black supremacists. I'm just, it's interesting that every once in a while I come across, because I network. And, you know, this is something I did before I converted to creativity. And I have all these contacts all over the world. And I never got rid of them. And, if you want to racially separate, and you hate the Jews and you hate communism, because that's the same thing that we want. We creators want racial separation. We want to separate everybody. Like, hey, why don't we kill the Jews off? Then we can separate and you guys can go off and do your fucking coconuts and bananas and shit. You know, we'll go and, you know, do our Leonardo da Vinci's and Michelangelo's. And, you know, we can separate and, you know, everything will work out. I really do believe that as long as we separate, everything's going to work out. And it's interesting that it's interesting and also sad at the same time that the vast majority of people that I do talk to both on and offline that agree with me tend to not be white. And if I lived, of course, in Argentina or Uruguay or Chile, or if I lived in Eastern Europe, that would be a totally different phenomenon. If I lived in South Africa, I'd be living in one of those communities that was all white. So in those areas, yeah, that makes sense, you know. But in North America and Western Europe, there's been so much immigration, so much elite, you know, so much race mixing, you know, it's just, you know, you're surrounded by filth sometimes, and it's kind of weird. It takes you back a little bit when you do meet somebody who isn't white, who shares the exact same philosophy that you do. It's always a little weird. hold on, let me take a drink. You know, I just wish more white people could wake up, and it's a shame. You know, one of our greatest attribute, which is our mind, is also our greatest weakness. White people are the world's originators and creators of all worthwhile culture and civilization. It's because of our advanced brains that we're able to do these wonderful things, which, thanks to evolution and the cold, you know, 100,000-year winter that Europe had, you know, is what formed us into this real complex logical machine. The problem is, part of that evolution was to create individuality, individualism within white people. The only benefit that mud people have, besides being able to breed quickly, is they're very collectivist. So they come together. Now, granted, they don't have necessarily the creative ability or genetics to pull something off, but they are able to come together in mass, not necessarily being led in the right direction, but they are able to come together in mass and to breed heavily. And that is their strength. Our strength being our creativity and our ingenuity. Unfortunately, well, I love being an individual, so but as far as tactics go, as far as a weakness goes, it breeds individualism that's so strong that we don't think collectively enough, whereas mud people think collectively. Even those that are Mischlings, you know, half-breeds, they think collectively. You know, they, when, you know, with black supremacists, when one bleeds, now, average nigger doesn't give a shit about anybody but himself, but he still bleeds with that other Negro in spirit. The problem is white people don't do that. Now, some might say, well, I'm being guilty of this a little bit, you know, I mean, in a bad way with the whole Ukraine thing. As I said, I largely support the Russian country, the Russian people, and Putin, because they are by and large racially conscious, or at least Putin seems to be racially conscious. But you talk to your average Eastern European, they're racially conscious. In fact, the vast majority of them are racially conscious. Ukraine was taken over by Jews, what, was it 2004, 2008? No, or 2014, right? It was 2014, something like that. That's right. I was thinking about something else. So in 2014, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but the Jews came in there, you know, with the help of the JOG, and, you know, they took over the country of Ukraine, which was pro-Russia. It was pro, you know, a union of white Slavs. Then the Jews came in and the JOG came in and they wanted to bring NATO, which is basically just like the United States, is just basically the tank of the JOG. You know, it's used to batter down racially conscious white people that don't have a nuclear arsenal like Russia does to defend itself from invasion. Look what happened with Serbia. In the 90s, I was all for Serbia. I was all for Serbia. I openly promoted Serbia. Here I am like a fucking teenager. I'm running around. We got to support Serbia. Fuck the United States. Fuck them. Fuck Clinton. Fuck their bombing. And, you know, once again, though, the United States and NATO, which are just the hammers of the JOG, came in and beat down this racially conscious upstart white nation. Now, they can't do that with Russia because of the nuclear arsenal. Russia has has the largest army in the world, has more nukes than the rest of the planet combined. So they cannot bully Russia. And so that's why I support Russia, because your average Russian, functionary, you know, your average Russian military officer, they do what's in the best interest of the white Eastern European, which is by extension white people. But, you know, the reason I'm so anti-Ukraine is because Ukraine is by and large controlled by the Jews. Now, I'm not saying that Putin is the great, you know, white savior. I'm not saying he's going to be the next Hitler and he's going to, you know, steamroll over Bolshevism and Jewry. I'm not saying that. Hold on. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is that by and large, what he's done has been for the has been nationalistic and for the betterment of a racially conscious white Russia, which has led to expanding influence of a racially conscious white Eastern Europe. That's what I'm saying. So I don't think that Putin has controlled opposition, but over the last 24 hours, I've seen some real fishy shit going on over in that war. There's some explanations that work, some that don't. As long at the end of the day, racially conscious, excuse me, as long as racially conscious white people come out the victors in this, you know, quote unquote World War III, then that's a good thing. And as a creator, because I'm anti-nationalism, as a creator, that's good. I'm for that. But yeah, getting back to individualism, that's our Achilles heel. We're so individualistic that it's hard sometimes. Like, look at me. I'm an Orthodox creator. I'm a fundamentalist on the holy teachings of Ben Clausen. I truly am. This man, this great man, I everything, you know, I follow what he wrote. But at the end of the day, you know, that individualism creeps in there sometimes. I'm like, ah, I got to look out for me. Come on. I need an hour for myself. I need an hour for myself. No, I need 3 hours for myself. Yeah. So that is a problem. You know, that is a problem. Our great genius through evolution also created great individualism through evolution. And sometimes that does work against us. And we seem to have big hearts. I've said that for a long time, too. We definitely, white people, when white people see suffering, they tend to want to fix it. And I assume that's an evolutionary trait because of, you know, Europe being cold. If we saw a fellow European in the snow suffering, you know, then, you know, or a field of grain burning, then everybody would rush to help. And, you know, but sometimes, you know, see the Jews take advantage of that. You know, mud people take advantage of that. That's why we have to be cold and hard and heartless when it comes to infidels and to mud people. We have to be very cold, very heartless. And hey, listen, we may see a white person who's an infidel, and instinctually we'll want to help him, but we can't. We can't do that. We cannot allow ourselves. We must be fanatic. We must be fanatical. Fanatics. That's what we have to become. We have to be fanatics. Yeah, we do. We have to be fanatics. I've kind of gone all over the place, haven't I? Talking about black women promoting white power to is Putin actually a controlled opposition? To ARAs in Texas are pussies? Dance techno music. It's kind of just going all over the place. Anyway, I hope what I've said made sense. You know, it's kind of all over the place, but you know, the last broadcast was so serious that I kind of wanted to joke a little bit, but excuse me. It's true though, but I'm glad to see that and this helps not just creators, but also helps all white people. Is we're starting to see more and more non-whites waking up to the lies of the Jews. I'm not just talking about like the Louis Farrakhan guys who are kind of the fringe of black supremacy. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, or maybe they are the face of black supremacy, but you know, not all blacks are into that Farrakhan shit. And I'm not just talking about that, though. It's interesting, though, now to start seeing more and more non-whites saying, you know, white culture is not an evil. White people are not an evil. White people have given us culture and sophistication, society and civilization. And it's interesting to see them starting to stick up for us. And yet we see all these white people just fucking these libtards, these commies, even the Christ insane conservatives. And they're just fucking just bashing anything that's pro-white. Although the modern day conservative movement has definitely, since Obama monkey was elected or chosen as the figurehead for the United States, we have started to see, I've started to see over the last 12 years, a changing in, I hate saying this, but whatever, right wingers. Fuck these people. But anyway, right wingers, they've started to adopt, not to be so hostile towards white people sticking up for just being white. You know, they used to attack it. They used to attack it like, you know, like avoid it like the plague, you know, any mention of like David Duke type stuff. And they would run for the hills. And today they're like, well, you know, with all these black supremacists, you know, it's there's got to be a counterweight. And so it's nice to see that, although I think a lot of that is controlled opposition. It's nice to see libertarianism started taking the reins of the right wing losers. Instead of this kosher conservative Zionism that's been dominating it. Now, these are just tools, you know. This has nothing really to do with creativity. Our religious movement of creativity is totally separate from even the white power movement, let alone, you know, the right left box. But it's just nice. It's nice to see, whether controlled opposition or not, it's nice to see the cracks appearing, the fissures growing within the jog itself. So it's good to see that the Shabbos Goy conservative stooges are actually starting to break away from each other. And there is a section that says, you know, I'm white and it's okay that I'm proud and I can be conservative too. And so it's nice to see that breaking of the right wingers. And it's also nice to see, you know, mud people starting to say, oh, wait, hold on. This white people gave us civilization. You Jews are fucking lying to us. You're trying to destroy all the cool shit that white people have built. So those things are good to see. Unfortunately, there's a lot of controlled opposition out there, and I'm starting to suspect that maybe this whole Eastern European thing could be just another Middle East bullshit, you know, thrown in there so that people don't monitor what's actually going on, you know, in the halls of power. And that's dangerous because, you know, all it takes is for, you know, some minor continental war somewhere to keep everybody's mind shifted, everyone's gaze shifted thusly. And then what you have is the Jews and their Shabbos Goy stooges, you know, in, say, D.C. or London or Ottawa or whatever, you know, start passing laws saying, well, people don't really need firearms. Well, people don't really need freedom of speech. Well, people don't really need the right to trial by jury. Well, people, you know, cops should be able to just break down doors and search houses anyway because only criminals should fear police. You know, no, see, that's the problem. Is whether it's controlled opposition or an actual war, is the Jews are always going to use that to distract everybody, whether they're white or non-white. They're going to use that to distract them so they can, you know, just dig their claws a little bit deeper into society. It's not enough for the and it's not enough for them just to dig their claws in, you know, so that their power structure is anchored to society. They also have to deracinate the shit out of it. They just deracinate anything they touch. It's terrible. At least with a dictatorship, you know, of somebody, say like Franco or Putin or Pinochet, at least, you know, he cares about the culture. He cares about the people of the nation state. The Jews, they just tear up everything by the roots. Just tear everything up and just toss it to the wind. Say, fuck it. And it shoots himself in the foot, but they don't care because their minds don't work that way. Excuse me. So, yeah, it's just it's a crazy world. So basically what I'm trying to say, I guess, with the past 64 minutes is even though most Eastern Europeans, by and large, your average Eastern European is a racially conscious white person, it doesn't necessarily mean that the Kremlin and Putin are racially conscious either. It also doesn't mean that just because Putin gets sucked into a war because the Jews are trying to destabilize for whatever purpose, whatever scheme they've got going, it doesn't necessarily mean that Putin is in with the jog. Could be controlled opposition, but not by Putin's doing, just Putin being, you know, just the Russian people that live in Eastern Ukraine. Like with Germany, remember? In fact, this is a good analogy. remember how Hitler felt that he had to attack Poland, although technically Poland did attack him first. The Germanic people in Eastern Europe were actually being targeted by the Poles and by the Czechs, were actually targeting them. And so Hitler was like, well,
they're murdering our people. They're raping them and beating them and taking their land. I have to do something. And I think Putin is seeing the same thing happen. And he's like, well, the Russians that live in Eastern Ukraine, I have to do something for them. They're being murdered. I mean, you know, what about all the bombings that happened in 2014, 2016, 2018, right? In Eastern Ukraine, where the Jew-backed Western Ukraine was fucking killing people, right? Putin's like, Putin's been watching this for the last few years and being like, no, I got to do something. So that's probably what we're seeing. We're probably seeing what happened with Hitler in World War II. We're probably seeing the same thing with Putin and Ukraine. So anyway, that's my two cents that I'm throwing in as far as that goes. And I guess that's really it. So tonight's episode is really just about lies and about trying to see through those lies. Although I did kind of go off a bit on genetics and politics a bit, but it all kind of worked out. Well, anyway, excuse me. I want to thank you for being with me again tonight. God damn, it's like 1:30 where I'm at. I still got to do laundry. I ain't going to bed till 3. That's okay. I normally don't go to bed till 5. Hold on. Anyway, I want to thank you for joining in. And hopefully I didn't rant. You know, I didn't go sideways too much. And it did make sense. I think it did. Yeah. Now, sometimes I just, rant sometimes. Excuse me. Sometimes I just kind of go off on a rant and I get very passionate about these things. Yeah, I believe in creativity. I believe in my white race. I believe in preserving, civilization, white civilization, which is civilization. I want to preserve it. And, instinctually, I'm a fighter. I'm an activist. I'm a creativity fundamentalist. That's just instinctual with me. And so when I see these things, I feel that I have to do something. I have to analyze. I have to share that knowledge with you and hopefully try to organize. So just remember that there's always going to be lies out there. And, not all white people are your brother and sister. They should be. But unfortunately, in the 21st century, there's a lot of libtards and we cannot waste time trying to debate, trying to win them over. Always focus on either teenagers, kids, or people that are just naturally on the fence. Because there are a few people. They could be 25, 50, 80 years old, and they're just natural centrists or, maybe libertarians that don't really care about voting. Those are the type of people you got to focus on. But, the gap is getting narrower and narrower. Everybody seems to want to fit inside the right-left box. So it makes our job a little bit harder. But as long as we have a handful of truly dedicated creators, we're going to win. I believe that. And some people might think it's a little spookism, but I truly believe that we will win because it's in our DNA too. And I believe that creativity being the final evolutionary phase of white philosophy, I think that I truly believe it will lead the radical few who are able to overcome the, the doublespeak, the propaganda, the false flags and the orchestrated opposition. There's only going to be a handful of us, but we are going to make it. I truly believe that. Just make sure to not always, and I'm guilty of this too with the whole Putin thing, is don't always assume that a nation or a man or a group group is a white racial loyalist group. Always look to your brothers and sisters in creativity first, and then to those who have a third position ideology for themselves, and seek those out for conversion to creativity. And I believe that as long as we follow this simple formula and not quickly jump in with any bandwagon, whether it's the Putin bandwagon, which I am guilty of, or the the general white power movement bandwagon, or in some type of great white conservative savior bandwagon, which we hear occasionally, like with David Duke. You know, as long as we don't get sucked in to as long as we don't get sucked into the infidel way of thinking, the infidel mindset, as long as we stick to creativity, let me just say it that way. As long as we stick to creativity, as long as we stick with what Ben Clausen gave us in his wonderful wisdom, that beautiful knowledge that is our holy faith, as long as we stick to that, then we will definitely be able to win this racial holy war. Rahoa.